This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The NBA All-Star Weekend happened out in the Bay Area. I hope everybody's retinas are okay after watching that neon blue court with the incredibly bright gold in the three-point area.
Wasn't ideal, but better than the Boston Celtic court.
The Celtic green court's rough.
That was like watching basketball in Chernobyl.
That one was rough.
I did not enjoy that.
It was serious. Now, the NBA tried to do some things, and the NBA is trying to do some things, and I give the NBA credit for this because they're trying to make the All-Star game something better than it's been, I guess. And I guess that's a good thing, but I'm not sure that this hits the mark. The little games between the various teams, and by the way, it couldn't have just possibly been that it coincidentally ended up with Kenny Smith having young guys and Charles Barkley having international guys and Shaq having the old guys. That just couldn't have been a coincidence, right? They either were in cahoots on that or the NBA said, hey, let's do it this way. Because in all honesty, it gave it a little more structure. It really did. Rather than just having complete pickup games.
I'm thrilled they did it because then that way you had, again, you're right. It's not complete pickup games. And more than anything, you had people pushing each other for various reasons where it's like, you know, the young guys going up against the old guys and kind of pushing it up and down the floor. And the old guys going, oh, wait, we got to go. You know, the international guys going up against the U.S. guys. Like, it builds that little rivalry in between there. It gets competitive juices flowing a little bit more.
Did you like the young guys, the rising stars, winners, being in this thing? Draymond Green screamed about it. And I think Draymond is right. He said, man, I didn't sniff a Sunday in the All-Star game until I earned it. And these guys, he said, I understand what we're trying to do, but come on, man, these guys, they're not all-stars yet, and here they are on center stage and everything else. I get kind of what the NBA is trying to do, but I actually agree with Draymond on this. I don't know what you would do otherwise unless you put more all-stars into the game and had four pickup games, if you even want to go with that format. But the idea of these young guys who are not NBA all-stars playing against the veterans, yeah, you made the vets play a little bit harder. Because the last thing they really wanted to do is get embarrassed by the young guys. I mean, that's true. But you kind of guilted them into playing. You shamed them into playing hard.
It is very... The way you're setting this up is a 10-cent word that I don't mean to totally use. It's very utilitarian.
And oh, by that I look mean, at you.
And by that I mean, does the end justify the means?
Dan went to college.
Does the end justify the means? And the answer to that is yes. So I'm fine with it because what was the end goal? The end goal was to get these guys to care. And it took bringing in the kids to do it, but you got them to care. So in reality, if you don't like the way you got them to care, that's fine. But the end goal was the result that you wanted, which is that they cared. They gave a crap. They got up and down the floor. They didn't want to be embarrassed. They actually played. They played a little bit of defense. You saw people picking up full court. Like, when we were getting close to 40. Like, the end justified the means. So as much as we all want to sit there and go, oh, I didn't get to sniff an all-star game and all that stuff.
I don't know if the end did justify the means. They made the vets play a little harder, and they won.
It looked like a real basketball game instead of jogging down the floor and flinging it.
Well, except, you know, Steph's pulling up from half court.
But that's Steph.
But he can do that,
There's
I know.
There's one man on this planet that can do that. Well, okay, two, because I'd throw Dame Lillard in there, too.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But, like, it's those two guys, and after that, everybody else, you're going, oh, no, what is wrong with you? Why are you doing this?
Well, before the game, and this was before, Kevin Durant was asked about it, and he asked about the format and the change, and he said, I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Terrible. Now, but stick with me here. He said, all-star game formats changing, all the formats, terrible in my opinion. We should just go back to East-West and just play the game. And then he said, we'll see how this one works. I might be wrong. I'm just another guy with an opinion. He's right about that. He is just another guy.
Right.
But the one problem is when they did go East-West and they went back to it for last year, right? They scored over 200 points. Who scores 200 points? Nobody. Teams that don't play any defense.
Exactly.
So it was not a game at East-West. And I don't even blame the players here because these guys make so much money and they have so much on the line because of their health and their wages. And they also have a lot on the line because, you know, you're getting ready for the playoff push. If they go out and bust a move and then bust an ankle in this thing by really playing hard, that's not good either. I think the NBA has backed itself into a tough spot, and I'm not exactly sure where they should go with this. What I do know is this. They stopped the dang thing so much yesterday.
That was my complaint.
That it was, I didn't need to see Kevin Hart like crazy, and I think Kevin Hart's terrific. But let's see basketball. Let's see more basketball. That's, as a basketball fan, a basketball purist, these are as good of an athlete as there is on the planet. Let these guys go play. But then they've got to want to play, and The game has changed so much that maybe this thing is just
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ask them by. Will's in a car. Will.
How are you, Will?
Morning. I think they need to get rid of the NBA All-Star or move it to another country because these are all international stars. It's bigger in China and everywhere else. But the only other option that I can see is you make it either at the end of the year or you make this game actually mean something like the baseball All-Star game where home or away, you know, for the playoffs. I mean, that would really, like, intensify the All-Star game. People would be more in tune to watch what's going on. It's just, it's a joke. NASCAR is more popular on this weekend than the All-Star game.
Well, they don't do that anymore with the baseball All-Star game. So they
I know, which
doing
I think it. Is ridiculous. I think they should do that. That was probably one of the best features. Yeah. I mean, think about it. If the Indians or whatever we're calling the Guardians, if they're, the American League is winning and you get home field advantage based off of that, I mean, it's more intense. People are playing. Like, they're actually playing for something.
Except most guys in the game really didn't care about that, it seemed, Will.
Well, but and the last thing that I want as a World Series team is to have, like, let's say the NL is down by one and we're rolling up, like, a guy from the Marlins. And you're like, okay, what are we doing here? I'm going to lose this, and it's completely out of my hands right now because we got to get all these guys in, and here's a Rockies All-Star and a Marlins All-Star. And, you know, that was my only complaint that I had with it, Will, was the guys who were actually going to be in the playoffs didn't have their hand in it as much as they wanted to.
Well, that's where you got to do something to make it, in, you know, it's got to be meaningful. Like right now, it means absolutely nothing. I mean, I didn't even watch it. I mean, I'll be honest. I tried to tune into it, and it was just so, it just wasn't worth watching. And my son's become more of a Cavs fan this year than he ever has before. And it's just kind of like, nah. I mean, Jared Allen wasn't in it. I mean, he's a tall that should have been in the All-Star game. Or you just do something on East Coast. East Coast has their little All-Star game. West Coast has their All-Star game. And then they play, you know, for something bigger to get against each other or something. It just means nothing. It's in the middle. It's like the football All-Star, whatever you want to call it, at the end of the season. Nobody tunes in because it's pointless. It's flag football.
Yeah. That,
Will, thank you.
That is going completely off the deep end. And there's no saving it.
That thing is meaningless.
Yeah, the NFL's given up on that one.
The NBA is the second, I think, easiest game to play in an All-Star format. Baseball's just the natural. I mean, you can't fake standing in the batter's box and swinging at a pitch, and you can't be on the mound throwing 75%.
Exactly.
If a ground ball comes to you, you're going to pick it up.
Exactly.
There's no messing around with that game, which is beautiful. And the NBA could be that way if they wanted to play that way, but they really don't seem to want to. But I understand why they don't. Do you think that's valid?
I do. Because you would rather have those guys be in a position, like if somebody got a major injury in an All-Star game, we would never hear the end of it.
Isn't that the truth?
If somebody picked up any kind of a knock that would cause, or any kind of, like, just an ankle injury, a knee injury, something like that, that would keep them out for a month for the regular season on a team that's a play-in team that could possibly get one of the seeds. Like, the Western Conference is so packed together right now.
Yeah.
You could easily see one of those teams hopping into four, and now they're out of the play-in tournament. Like, if they got hurt at an All-Star game, we would never hear the end of it. And I borderline get that, but another point of it is, like, half rear-ending it would get you more in, like, have a shot to get you
half
injured just as much.
I wonder this. You know, there's some different leagues use, you know, you win a quarter and you get something, you know. I wonder if something like that would add some validity to it. I don't even know, because that's gimmicky, too, compared to the actual game itself. You know, the game is you go out and you bust a move for most of 48 minutes and you get a winner in total points. I don't know if a point per quarter or anything else. I just think there's so much on the line for NBA players, for NBA teams. You know, I mean, you know, what if Giannis had played in the game? What if LeBron had played in the game and his calf's sore and he tears his Achilles? You know, that's ridiculous. So I kind of get it. I kind of understand what they're doing. But if they're going to do this event still, I think they need to do something about it. And I don't think this was it. And I don't think what they tried to do last year, going back to just doing it and playing, was it, because the guys kind of phoned it in.
But this was better. Like this.
I'm
not going to let better be the enemy of great. You know, like I'm not going to go down that road. This was better. I feel like we are on a closer track with this to getting an all-star game that we would all enjoy and want to watch than what we have watched previously of East versus West, or when they did the fantasy drafts and all that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we're closer. And for that, I'm calling it a success.
All right. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us if you have any more thoughts on that. The Saturday night stuff. The slam dunk contest is back, but should it be? It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.